have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Oh,
you are amazing.
I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on again. We're here with For His Glory. I'm your co-host, Apostle Brian Blessingame. I'm here again with our beautiful, marvelous Dr. Kimmy Kim, and of course, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Again, we're so glad to be here with you. We apologize for our long absence. We had death in the family, and then my great producer, she went through a hard one too, and her family. So we ask that you continue to keep us lifted up in prayers. As we go through, as we're going through today, I was looking through something today. I was looking through my little devotional, and this is seems to be like a subject that can't seem to get away from, and I believe that I know it's God, because I see where it's very much needed, especially in today's time and today's course that we're running in right now. But the heading of it was saying bind and rebuke the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, before I get started, let us stop and pause and have a word of prayer. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us and comforting us, even in the time of bereavement. Father God, we thank you for keeping Dr. Kimmy Kim and her family, and we thank you, Lord God, for comforting her. We know that it's not easy. We know that it's a hard thing, but Father God, we know that even in the midst, you're still working out everything together for our good. Continue to comfort her. Continue to comfort the rest of the family. And as we bring forth your word today or tonight, God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that your word go forth and that it finds good ground, God. Let it take root. Let it multiply. Let it bring forth fruit, that you be glorified in the earth. Give me clarity of speech, God, and allow me to give it, Lord God, as you give it to me, that you be glorified in the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, going back to the heading in the reading of this word, it talks about bind and rebuke spirit of Antichrist. I want to stop at the first part, though. It talks about binding and rebuking. And that seems like the part that I keep running into over and over again. Even on another podcast that I do from time to time with one of my other apostle friends, Charles Sheely Jr., Men on the Front Line. You can catch us sometime on Facebook doing that on Wednesdays at 6. But that seems to be another, that subject seems to be popping up with talks about rebuking and binding. And we keep coming to the conclusion that a lot of believers, a lot of Christians, I'm even going to try to exclude myself from that comment. We have faith, but in certain areas, we seem to do like what they do in English. Dr. Kimmy Kim might need to help me out on this, because I wasn't that grand in English. Really, I wasn't that grand in any of them. I was just, like somebody said, did you graduate come do Lordy? She said, no, I didn't graduate come do Lordy. I graduated old Lordy. So, but I remember the one thing that kept me off balance in English was that there were so many rules, but so many exceptions to the rules. And I think in a lot of cases when it comes to the Word of God, we are a lot of believers see the Word, read the Word, believe the Word, but when it comes to the Word, they have a tendency to say that's an exclusion or an exception to the rule. Okay. And I'm quite sure some of y'all have heard me say this before. Now, the reason why I'm going there, the reason why I've gone there is because we just went through this thing called the pandemic. Okay. The word of the Lord speaks to us and tells us, whatsoever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. And he said, and whatsoever you loose on earth, he will loose in heaven. The problem is that, and I feel like somebody's getting ready to start throwing rocks already. The problem is that the majority of the believers, majority of the Christians, majority of those who say they are believers, don't believe or didn't believe that they could bind up the pandemic. They did not believe that they could bind up what's going on. God. If the believers, and this is just my thought, this is my opinion, I guess I'm entitled to one. If we had all came together on one mind, one accord, and I'll even say this, the Bible does speak this way. If we had turned from our wicked ways and sought the Lord then he would have heard from heaven and then he would have healed our land. Had we turned from our wicked ways, and one time I was reading that particular scripture and I was like, wicked ways, God. Saints with wicked ways. And he pointed out to me one of the biggest wicked thing that a believer could participate in is unbelief. So a lot of times we speak God's word, but we don't believe what it is we're speaking. And we say we bind it in Jesus' name, then it has to be bound in heaven if we believe what it is we're saying. So what God is saying to us is bind and rebuke the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, the thing is that a lot of us were looking for the Antichrist to be a particular person, he or she. But when we, in our reading, we already know that Paul said that the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. Antichrist, we've seen it in action, and it grew subtly, very subtly. If y'all can remember, it grew very subtly, I want to say around the 70s, somewhere along in there. Yeah, I'm kind of telling on my age a little bit. Because I can remember coming up where you used to see all the time, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Start seeing Merry Xmas. Merry Xmas. That, without us realizing and knowing what was going on, was a move of the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist was marking out the Christ in Christmas. He didn't want you to think about Christ. Now, we're supposed to be celebrating the birth of our Savior, but they want to take it, or the spirit of the Antichrist want to take it and commercialize it, make it a time for, they say giving, but a time for shopping, really. A time for spending money. Time for getting in debt. A lot of times people get in debt around Christmas time and then take over half the next year getting out of a debt so that they can go back in debt the next Christmas. But that was a marker. That was a move of the Antichrist. Now, then it became a little bit too obvious. I remember some people beginning to preach about it and wake people up to it. And, wait a minute, I see it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say wake no more. It's getting so crazy out here now. But they made us aware of what was going on with the X, or marking the X out. So now they don't even say anything concerning Christmas a lot of times. Now they just say happy holidays. So I want you to remember happy Hanukkah or anything except Jesus, anything except Christ. And this is supposed to be during the time that time of year is probably we're supposed to be celebrating our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. But I noticed this during the time of my mother's eulogy also, that I got up and I began to pray, and as I began to pray, I remember saying, and we bind the spirit of COVID in the name of Jesus. And I recognize right then I lost over half the people there, because half of them didn't believe that COVID could be bound. The last time I actually preached a sermon not too long ago, when God took me to the scripture, and when I found out that COVID was a plague, and I looked through Psalms 91, and I realized that the word of the Lord said in Psalms 91 that no plague or pestilence shall come nigh me nor my dwelling place, I began to realize that I had authority over that. I began to realize that in my affirmation every morning as I spoke different things concerning my life and over my life, I began to put that in my affirmation, that COVID has no place in me, in my nor my dwelling place. And during the whole time, I never caught COVID. I went and checked one time. I said to myself, I never do that again. Some people persuaded me to go check, because you got a sniffle, you got a little cold. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to look for something that's not there no more, because I'm not letting the people go up in there with my, and then I'm just pick my whole brain out with a Q-tip trying to find something that's not there. It was a painful experience. But anyway, we have to realize that Jesus said that the power of life and death is in our tongue. He said that if you speak a thing, believing that which you have said, you should have what you say. He said, if you decree a thing, it shall be established. And I guess, I believe that the time right now is that God is placing us into a place, or have placed us to in a place to where he's wanting the people of God to come to a place to where they use their authority and bind up some of this crazy stuff we're seeing in the world. A lot of it is just pure wicked. And he said, bind up the Antichrist. So what is the Antichrist? Let me read part of this first. It says, you have my power and authority to bind and rebuke from your life and from your home every spirit that does not confess my son Jesus Christ as Lord is the spirit of the Antichrist. Listen, anything, any person that don't confess Jesus is Lord is of the Antichrist. 1 John 3 says, but every spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. So we see a lot of different things and a lot of different peoples professing Some of them, they don't even profess Christianity. They profess some type of religion. They profess Buddhism, or they profess what's that other one? There's another one. What's the other one? Well, a Muslim. Another one is Jehovah's Witness. Another one is, I'm kind of getting in trouble. Not only that one, there's another one that's popping up on street corners pretty good now. And they pretty much just talk nothing but the Israelites. I think it's the Israelites or something like that. Anyway, that's all they teach. And they teach from the Old Testament time before Christ. And if they do mention anything about Christ, they want to take it out of context and show you what the Europeans have done to Christ, and they only want to base it upon color, not salvation, not on love, not on repentance, but they only want to base it upon, you know, you whether or not you're Israelite, or whether or not you're a Canaanite, or Ishmaelite, or whatever. They always want to try to make it seem like because you're born of that particular bloodline, you're automatically going to make it in. And that's not true. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And so there's a lot of stuff that that's floating around here that and has been here forever that is just pure anti-Christ. And actually we've given it its leeway. In a lot of cases we have given it its leeway. But that's a sure sign that something is not of God when a person can't say anything concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a particular scripture that does say that too. No man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. I believe that is scripture. I'm gonna have to go back and look that up, but I believe that is scripture. Because I remember, I'm gonna spot again. Someone asking another well-known name that's floating around out there now. They had made mention and they had made claim that the Bible was one of their favorite books. And so these two interviewers was interviewing them and asked him, "Well, what's your favorite verse? What's your favorite Bible verse?" And his response was, "Well, I think it's very personal. I don't like to get into that. I don't want to say what my favorite Bible verse is." And he went hum all the way around the question. What's so personal? If you have Jesus on the inside of you, he is your Lord. He is your Savior. You wouldn't be afraid to expound on some verse, even if it ain't but Jesus' will. You can give somebody some verse. But that right there should have been a wake-up call to a lot of people when they saw that. But yet they just still took it as because they, I don't even remember. Hallelujah. Let me get off of it. I don't even remember them even confessing their faith anyway. But anyway, no man can deny Christ and not have the spirit of the Antichrist working within them. I was flipping through something. I think it was on Instagram the other day. Somebody was throwing it out there trying to say that Jesus was a slave ship. That was the name of a slave ship. Well, I wasn't here back then, so I really don't know. But it very well could have been. I imagine if I was had a boat, and I wanted to make sure that my boat would float. And if I believed in Jesus, I might have named my boat after Jesus too. You know, I mean, come on. And I know that they were saying it was Flacia, but you know, hey, let's face it. Some people just didn't have they didn't have sense. They had good sense. They know that one was canceling out the other, you know. And we still got people that don't have real good sense. I mean, some people, you know, hey, let's do it this way. Some people want Jesus as Savior, but they don't want Jesus as Lord. So that may have been one of those things with the person that had the ship. They may have wanted Jesus to be the Savior to keep their ship afloat, but they didn't want to submit to what, you know, God was saying. But anyway, they went even so far as to say, you know, that, you know, using the name of Jesus was witchcraft. It was just a whole lot of buffoonery, and of course, you know, I had to throw my two cents in there to try to convince them where they was wrong. But anyway, they still want to hold to their beliefs. But all you can do then is just, you know, let whatever word it is that you have spoke to them, let that marinate within them. God knows what he got me knowing what he's doing with his word. So you just speak your word and let God do what he's going to do with his word. But yes, it has come to a time now that the Antichrist is no joke. He's showing his true colors. But we have to remember that Jesus said it like this: I and my Father are one. Well, this is over there in 1 Peter where it says, whosoever have the Son have the Father already. But whoso denieth the Son denieth the Father. You can't have one without the other. And what I mean by that is you have some who wants to deny Jesus as Lord. They want to jump over Jesus and go straight to Jehovah and say that they have a relationship with the God with God on high, which that's impossible because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man can come unto my Father except by me. As I was saying again, I'm going back to what I was reading a while ago. You have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. That is probably another one of the biggest things I think some of our believers don't realize. We don't realize what authority it is that God has given unto us. We don't realize that God has called us to be a royal priesthood, heirs and joint heirs of a royal priesthood. We don't realize it because we are heirs and joint heirs of a royal priesthood that when we speak of things, things supposed to happen. We don't, God help us. A lot of us haven't come to that place, but I do strongly, really do believe that God is bringing us to that place. He's putting some of us in those positions, causing us to speak things, even to our own bodies, if y'all want to believe that or not. You know, yes. It sounds like I get up in the morning and I praise God and I thank God and whatever part might be ailing or whatever part might be, you know, kind of cricking or kind of sore or I'm trying to speak something to it. Sitting here looking at my anointing oil and that. Put some anointing oil in some places. Yes. Because there's some things that, you know, has to be broken and bind up by the Spirit of God. I want to say this too because I was thinking this a little bit earlier before I came on. Sometimes I think that a lot of us as saints or believers, we get used to some of the miracles. We get used to some of the miracles that we experience in our lives, or even in the lives of others. And I think a lot of times we feel like we're looking for the people to get up out the wheelchairs, and there's nothing wrong with expecting it. There's nothing wrong for looking at it or looking for that happen. I think we're looking for major things, and we look at other things as I don't think we look at it at the full volume as to in the way that we could take it. But for instance, I remember going to this particular church one day. Lord led me up there, and I got there, and there was this guy. He had just gone in and talked to his apostle before the service. I didn't know it, so I came in, and the Spirit of the Lord began to get pretty high, and the apostle said, "Look, and if you want to go over there and begin to praise God with this brother." And this brother, he's very dear to my heart. So I began to dance the Spirit with the Lord, unto the Lord, with the brother. And please don't take it like I'm trying to blow my own horn. But as I was praising God with him, God gave me a word for him. And I didn't say anything until the apostle opened up the gateway and asked me, "Do I have anything I need to say?" And I told him, "Yes." So I began to speak to him a prophetic word, and the next time I saw him, he told me that the word that God gave me to give to him broke everything off of him, rearranged some things in his life to the place that he was about to walk off of a particular job, because it was just really messing him up, because he wasn't able to get free to go and worship God. And this company that he worked for, they did not play about changing schedules at all to try to meet other people's needs. But in this instance, God worked a miracle, a fantastic schedule. And I believe he may have even got a little raise with it, but I know they gave him a fantastic schedule to the place to where he didn't have to go see his therapist no more. So to me, who may have thought that may not have been that much of a miracle, I'm quite sure to him that was a great miracle. That was something that he probably never ever thought would ever happen, but God moved on his behalf. So sometimes I think we seem like I'm kind of rambling today, tonight a little bit, but sometimes I think that sometimes we don't realize what it is we do possess, or who it is that's in us. So we have to remember that greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. It says, be alert, be spiritually discerning. For many deceivers, many of them, has entered into the world who confess not my son. If you abide in my son, you abide also in me. And if any man come to you that do not believe in my son, receive him not into that home, nor bid him Godspeed. And this was another, even in that, sometimes, oh God, You know, we'll go into that. Sometimes we don't even realize it. Sometimes we, with our mouth, we bless people who are not even supposed to be blessed. I'm seeing more and more day by day now, people going from here to there, pillar to post, and talking about, if you say, how you doing? I'm blessed. In a sense, they are blessed because they got up to see another day, but if they really don't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, then they're really not blessed. They're blessed that they saw another day, and they're blessed that they might have the opportunity to see or meet Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. But it's, oh. But in some cases, some things have become a cliche to some people. You know, I've even heard some people say they don't even want to use the word Christian no more because it's been taken out of context so much. We got so many people that's, you know, they're saying Christian, but yet they're still doing this, that, third, and the other. What we have to do is remember who Jesus is and remember who Jesus is to us and guard it. Guard him with your life. Be the Christian that God called you to be. And always be willing to grow in the grace whereby God has called us in. You know, we can't be thinking that, you know, we can't be thinking that, you know, I made it and I don't need to grow and I don't need to mature and I've already reached perfection and all kind of different nonsense like that. No. If you get in this thing, it's like he said, very, very, I say unto you, except you be born again. When you became born again, believe me, that's what tells you right there you got a whole lot more room for growth. Because when you got born again, you might have been grown in the physical aspect, but you wasn't grown in the spiritual aspect. Not at all. But I'm not going to be before you on here along with you tonight. But just remember, I want to leave you with this. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember the authority that you have in Christ. And remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Remember that you're more than a conqueror through him who loves you. And remember, speak to that mountain. Speak to that situation. Speak to that circumstance. You know, the Bible says one time David had to encourage himself. And sometimes there's nobody around to encourage you. And then that sometimes seems like when you're around someone thinking that, you know, that encouraging word will come from them, they have nothing to say. Sometimes it's like that, and sometimes you just have to get in that still, quiet place and let God speak that which he has speak to you. But pretty much that's all I have for you tonight. But we pray that it found a resting place in your heart. We pray that it helped you. We pray that not only did it help you, but that it also encouraged you. Things sometimes look glim and gloomy and dark, and but we have a Savior. We have a deliverer, and he'll give you what you ought to say in that self-same hour. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never, never leave you. He'll always lead you. He'll always guide you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you're under the sound of my voice, and you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we're giving you the invitation to do so right now. All you have to do is repeat these words after me and say, Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I realize that I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that on the third day you raised him from the dead with all power in his hand. You said, I confess this with my mouth and I believe it in my heart. And I'm now asking you to come into my life, to come into my heart, to save me, to make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Right now, I renounce Satan. He has no more place in my life. Old has passed away, and behold, all things are new. Now, Father, I thank you for coming into my life and saving me. I thank you for making me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Lead me, guide me, and protect me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you pray that prayer with me and you want more prayer, you can reach me on Facebook, Brian Blasingame, Instagram, Brian Blasingame, Snapchat, Brian Blasingame. I'd be glad to pray with you and pray for you. And until next week, the Lord's willing, let us do everything in decency and in order. But most of all, let's do it for his glory. We love you. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. If you will, please check us out. God bless. Amen.